The Criminal Investigations Department of the Ghana Police Service has been re-energized to meet the current dynamics of counterfeiting. This follows the amendment of Act 876 of the Trademark Law. According to the CID, the levels of counterfeiting, especially the influx of fake medicines, have reached unexpected levels, posing greater risks than anticipated. Deputy Director General of the CID, COP Dennis Abadi, said the market is flooded with counterfeit goods and the new law will further empower the CID to confiscate and destroy such goods without permission from the court. He was speaking at a workshop for the selected crime officers in Accra. Erabna Paha reports.
Counterfeiting is described as the act of making something to look exactly like the original in order to deceive the public. This act is considered criminal by the laws of Ghana. In order to strengthen the police service to deal with such cases, Parliament has amended Act 664 of the Trademarks Law. This will allow law enforcers to destroy confiscated goods without having to wait for directives from the court. Also, the penalty units of 250 have been increased to 2,500 units, and the jail sentence also increased from 5 years to 15 years. At a workshop in Accra for crime officers, Deputy Director General of the CID, COP Dennis Abadi, said the CID is now more than ever ready to clamp down on persons who disobey the law by killing indigenous businesses.
We have put the law to the test. Enforcement for about 10 years has shown that there are some bottlenecks. And as a result, the law amended in 2014. This amendment has changed the dynamics of enforcing counterfeit laws in Ghana because it has dealt with international registration of trademarks. It has also dealt with how goods which have been seized by law enforcement can be handled during the time of investigation and prosecution. In the previous law, which is Act 664, the goods can only be disposed of or confiscated or forfeited to the state only after the trial. But in the new law, once we begin investigations and we are prosecuting, we can apply to the court and the court can give us order destroyed.
Managing Director of Solatex, organizers of the workshop, Joe Fabian, said Ghanaian businesses are suffering due to the alarming influx of counterfeit goods. He said fake electrical products, for instance, have taken over the market, a situation accounting for the many fire outbreaks in the country. To this end, building the capacity of police personnel is paramount to the fight against counterfeiting.